Governor Ventura has given his initial acceptance to an invitation from American Tours International to help represent the nation's tourism industry at a major international trade fair in Berlin in March of 2002. American Tours International, known as ATI, is one of the nation's largest so-called Visit America travel arrangers. CEO Noelle Irwin Henschel says her Los Angeles-based company brings about 1 million foreign travelers to the U.S. every year. She says Ventura is remarkably positioned to boost foreign travel to Minnesota and to the entire United States.
Within the tourism industry, we view Governor Ventura as the best spokesperson for the United States in relation to tourism. I believe that Governor Ventura's celebrity and entertainment industry background, that has also been very helpful on the international market.
Sitting before a crowd of reporters at a conference room table in ATI's LA headquarters building, Ventura announced a joint marketing agreement between the state of Minnesota and the travel arrangement giant. It'll begin next year with ATI featuring Minnesota attractions in its online and in-print publications.
We think we have a lot to offer in Minnesota, and the way you get tourists is quite simple. You have to advertise. Just like any other business, you have to get your name out there and get your assets out there and make yourself available to the world, and that's what we hope to do.
Minnesota will pay some of the publication costs, about $12,000 according to the State Office of Tourism. It appears Minnesota will get the exposure largely in exchange for Ventura's pledge to be something of a tourism ambassador for the U.S. industry.
I'm thinking about me doing it, and I'm not that expensive. Doesn't require a great state budget to do it.
A few hours after the ATI event, Ventura was working a crowd of Los Angeles-based Japanese tour operators.
Nice to see you. How are you today?
Many of the people in the room work for the same tour companies Ventura hosted at a reception last fall during his visit to Japan. Ventura walked the group through a slideshow, first highlighting his trip, and then showing off what Minnesota has to offer. From the Capitol Building and Cathedral in St. Paul to the Metrodome and Sculpture Garden in Minneapolis, from the Mall of America to the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness.
More Japanese visit Minnesota each year than from any other nation overseas. We are grateful for your business, but we want more.
Ventura has put on similar presentations in many places and is at ease trumpeting Minnesota attractions. It's trade and tourism his administration seems to be focusing on the most when it comes to economic development. As Ventura was talking tourism in California, he was once again the target of criticism from the Taxpayers League of Minnesota for his out-of-state travels. Ventura's spokesman, John Woodley, defended the trip, saying excluding security, it'll cost taxpayers about $5,000, money that he says is being well spent.
The Taxpayers League obviously does not take the time to look at the value that tourism and the related industries has to the taxpayers of the state of Minnesota. It brings tremendous revenue to our state.
Ventura has been billing his California trip as a mixture of business and pleasure. It takes a decided turn toward the latter today when the governor will find out firsthand what it's like to guest star on your favorite soap opera. Ventura is taping an episode of The Young and the Restless at CBS's Television City in L.A. The network says the governor will be playing himself on the daytime drama, likely appearing in about four scenes on an installment scheduled for broadcast in early July. In Los Angeles, this is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.